Butcher Shop Serves Up Sustainably Sourced Meats by Andrew Alonzo. At Graze and Gather Meats and Provisions last week, owners Steve Sabiser and Michael Puglisi were hard at work getting Route 66 newest shop in order. Puglisi was doing typical butcher's work, slicing beefsteaks and breaking down chickens for the butcher's block, while Sabiser was checking the shop's inventory and lobby's two main fridges. While this shop is a new venture, they have been in business together for the last 7 years. Before the duo opened Graze and Gather this December, they operated Orange County's premier butcher shop, Electric City Butcher, which opened in July 2014. ECB, Graze and Gather's parent store, got its start mainly because of Puglisi, who was a restaurant chef before becoming a butcher. After many years in the industry, he wanted to bring the same high-quality meats he prepared to the average consumer. According to Sabiser, he said,
Electric City Butcher really started out of a passion for whole animal butchery. And that's literally receiving the entire carcass and breaking it down into fabricated cuts. So it's how butchery used to be done.
After 7 years of serving Orange County residents, the butchers decided to take their skills to Claremont, utilizing their same sources and connections from Electric City Butcher. Sabiser, who revealed he's been a Claremonter himself since 2010, shared,
"We've been trying to come to Claremont from the beginning. I've been looking to bring ECB to Claremont since I apprenticed. And then when I was able, when we partnered together on Electric City Butcher, from day one, I was looking for a location here. And we've been looking for years. And we actually got very far several times. But small towns are hard to break into, to get into, to launch a business in."
It was not until the property between Revved Up Coffee and Common Thread Claremont came on the market that the duo finally secured a location in July to open their Claremont shop.
"When this property came up, we moved as quickly as we could to snatch it up and to open. I think we signed a lease in July and we opened our doors in December. So we didn't start construction until September. So it was a quick turnaround. Something that we had. I would like to say that it was entirely planned, but it was, because we've been looking so many times for so many different properties here, when it came on the market, we had to jump quick."
In April, Puglisi moved with his family to Claremont, following plans for the business. Sabiser said the shop sources most of their animals from local farmers they meet in person. Walking the courier through all their proteins, Sabiser explained,
"All over California, our chicken is the closest. It comes from Murrieta, just down the 215 at Pasture Bird. Our beef comes primarily from three ranches, Mariposa up near Yosemite, Stemple Creek in Petaluma, and Humboldt Grass Fed up in Eureka. Our lamb comes from Dixon, California, from Amy Farms. Our eggs come from Gonstraw Farms here in Riverside. And our pork comes from Rancho Llano Seco in Chico."
The small business also offers sausages, which residents can customize, commercial dumplings filled with their meat products, fresh dog food they make in-house, both seasoning and curing salts, and barbecue sauce. While their lobby is small, their selection is vast. A news release describes Graze and Gather as a, quote, full-service environmentally responsible, specialty butcher shop. But could those definitions, especially the latter ones, actually apply to a whole animal butchery? Well, according to Sabasir, he said they can.
Our mission and why we have expanded this business from Santa Ana to now Claremont and hopefully beyond is because we're trying to bring a different kind of meat to market. So for decades, commodity beef, what we call commodity beef, or factory farmed meat, has been the only option for consumers. And over 95% of the meat that's raised in the country is raised by a handful of, by ranchers and then processed by a handful of meat processors, meat packers. And they set the requirements for how those animals are raised, how they're treated, and the only goal for them is the profit. They're not as worried about the impact on the environment. They're not worried about the impact on the ranchers who are raising the animals. They're not worried about the impact on the animals. What we do is completely different. It's the opposite end of the spectrum. It's really a decentralized model.
Graze and Gather works directly with their farmers to ensure the animals they source are not only raised humanely, but also 100% grassed finish. According to Sabasir, that just means
the animals never eat grain. They always are on pasture their entire lives. And we like to say they have one bad day where they're then taken to be processed. And that doesn't happen here. We don't do that here.
When asked if butchering can actually be a sustainable business, or if it's just an oxymoron, Sabasir replied,
"You asked about the oxymoron. The oxymoron is that people eating soy and corn-based vegetarian products are actually doing more harm to the environment than the products we have in this shop. And so the irony is that for every pound of Impossible Burger or Garden Burger you eat at a grocery store, it creates about 3 to 4 kilograms of carbon dioxide."
Sabasir said their beef, along with the farmers' farming practices, quote,
sequesters 3 to 4 kilograms of carbon dioxide for every pound of beef raised. So we're actually repairing the earth with these animals. And so our farmers are. We're not doing that work. But our farmers are actually repairing the damage that's been caused by decades and decades of over-farming and mass-producing animals and feeding them these what we call rations, which is basically, you know, the energy, the calories they're consuming are all based on fossil fuels, pharmaceuticals, and transported all over the globe. Our animals live on grass in California, eat the grass in California, they're processed in California, and they're delivered to us in California.
Puglisi chimed in as we were taking photos and said that aside from being sustainable butchers, they really just want to give Claremont the answer to the old question. Do you know where your meat is actually coming from? Puglisi said,
"And we're pretty much as transparent as it gets. And our goal is to increase people's opportunity to be able to get more locally, regeneratively sourced meats. Like, this isn't about us. It's not about us trying to, you know, take over the meat world or anything like that. It's about trying to give back to the community."
In addition to selling high-quality meats, Sabasir said education will be an essential provision the shop will bring to Claremont, as they have already at Electric City Butcher. Sabasir said,
"We're hoping to bring classes here, and we teach people how to break down chicken and how to break down pork, and then how to make sausage or how to make terrine, things like that." So,
in the past, Sabasir and Puglisi have also collaborated with local businesses, including the Cheese Cave, to host cooking classes. Now, with the shop much closer to home, they hope to engage in more collaborative efforts with local Claremont businesses. The shop is in its soft opening stages, which, for a butcher, means they're learning what the community wants and also training their employees. Sabicer said he and Puglisi hope to have a grand opening for Grazing Gather sometime in January of 2022. Grazing Gather Meats and Provisions is located at 214 West Foothill Boulevard on the iconic Route 66. For more information or to check their inventory, contact them at 909-741-7300. Their current hours are 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. However, once the store fully opens, they will likely change. You can also visit their website, www.grazeandgathermeats.com, for more information. For the Claremont Courier, I'm Andrew Alonzo. Oh, and one more thing. Have a happy holiday season and happy new year from this reporter and the family at the Claremont Courier. See you next year.